This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to thank you for being with me. Thank you for taking the time to hang out with us tonight. You know, if you, there's a live chat room going on our website, therealside.com, or up on the Facebook feed, where, you know, some of you like-minded people can hang out together. You can talk. You can. They were trading recipes the other night. Made me feel really good, let me tell you. But anyway, I always appreciate, though, your involvement and when you're hanging out with us and what have you. Before I get rolling, you know, if you head up to the website, give me your email address, okay? Once a week, we send out an email. Let you know who's coming on the show, what's happening, topics we're going to be discussing. The other thing is, you know, there's also, if you don't want an email, you're not into all that, you want to receive a text message, the show's going to start, then you want to text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. That way there, you know, you get a text message a couple times a week saying, hey, the show's starting. This is what we're talking about. And you can stop at any time you want to. You know, and we are looking for conservatives. I just found out tonight that three or four more of our conservative buddies in our group, they've been kept from broadcasting on Facebook. That's why I tell some of you who are on Facebook all the time, get off. If you're listening to the show, listen to the local station. We've got a new app that we're working, you know, it's in beta stages right now, but it's something you can grab it on Apple or Android. At the website, we do a live video feed along with a sound feed, and there's a chat room there as well. Just get engaged. Seriously, get engaged. And don't let Facebook be the only way you can get information, because you're going to get beat. Well, news media is saying that, you know, these shooters, they're not insane. There's nothing wrong with them. They're, you know, they're normal people. They were very upset in El Paso that Greg Abbott invoked the mental illness comment right after the shooting. He said there's been no indication that that was a factor, the writer said. They said, you know, it's politically incorrect, or it's not proper to stick a mental illness stigma. Look, there's all kinds of mental illness. There's all kinds of fears. When we say this is a mental illness thing, we're not saying that every person who's got some kind of mental illness is at risk of shooting a place up. Not what we mean. It might be what you guys think on the left. Not what we think. Tribune played their first PC card by invoking race in one of their tweets. They said a white gunman killed 22 Hispanic shoppers at an El Paso Walmart, injured another two dozen. Trump was quick to highlight mental health issues. There's been no indication that was a fact. Well, you know what? I'm not going to say that they misspoke. They lied. They flat out lied. If you read that gunman's manifesto, there is a lot to show that there was mental health issues. And what I love is they run into the racist thing. I don't know that to be true. I read the manifesto. He got on the case of black men, but thought black women were wonderful. They were just being they were being put under the thumb, if you would, by the black men. And the problem with the Hispanic communities, we've not allowed them a proper education. He never said that they were garbage. They were garbage groups. They were garbage races that would never amount to anything. We're so much better than they are. I'm not sticking up for the guy. Don't get me wrong. But to put this 100% on racism, you're out of your mind. You were probably as sick as he was. Right? I mean, really, these were perfectly sane individuals that decided to get up and start shooting a place up so they could kill as many people as they did. Right? Wow. One of the posters put up said, Texas Tribune, you have said some really ridiculous things in the past, but this one hands down tops them. You know, tops it. I mean, people really, really came out against the Texas Tribune. Tribune covered one of Abbott's speeches on mental health following the shooting. They said that Abbott declared, bottom line is mental health is a large contributor to any type of violence or shooting violence. And at the state of Texas, this past session passed a lot of legislation and provided funding for the state to do a better job or to better address these challenges. Now, the Tribune, they simply marked it as an act of domestic terrorism. Oh, my God. They used the word terrorism. They were okay with it. And it was fueled by white supremacy. They throw these terms around like people are buying them. Matter of fact, the more they throw their terms around, the better it is. It also highlighted how U.S. Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, a Democrat from El Paso, was visibly stiffened, shaking her head slightly when Abbott discussed the topic of mental health. Yeah, Donna Brazil on Fox News. She didn't get visibly shaken. She got mad when somebody brought up the mental health issue. Again, trying to find a way to paint this like this is a normal thing. It's just like trying to paint the fact that pedophilia is normal. That it's okay for a 60-year-old man to want to have sex with a 10, 11, 12-year-old boy or girl. It's really the left. Whoever's pushing this on the left, they're the sick ones. They're the ones that need help mentally. I'd also call on those who use mental illness as an excuse to please stop. It stigmatizes those who truly suffer from mental illness. Well, no, it doesn't. I mean, they may take it that way, but there's no way for us to dance around the issue. People who cold-bloodedly kill other people have a mental problem. Danny Gibb joins me after the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Stay with us. Always a pleasure to have you. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
That's a creepy one. Go to see your host. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, every week I love to kick it off with Xander Gibb, and I always appreciate his time with me. And as many of you know, that Xander is overseas right now, temporarily living in England. We'd love to bring him in. We'd love to talk with him. Head up to my website, realside.com, watch live, listen live, take the poll, and listen, don't hesitate to donate. Okay, I mean, this, social media has really, really, really clamped down on spending. It's almost impossible for us to make much money, if any, online. Many of us, you know, I've got this cool studio around me, and I need to do some new shirts. So anyhow, give us a few bucks. Skip a cup of coffee. Give us a few bucks. Much appreciated. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb. All right, the guy you all been waiting for. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week, and we have so much fun together. I got to tell you something. I should record the between segment conversations. Although we probably you'd get arrested there in England. They wouldn't. It's all hate speech once you get past hello, I think.
It definitely is, and can you not refer to me a guy as a guy, because that is gendered language, Joe. We're not going there on this show,
God.
Okay?
We were listening to the social, what they call the Democratic Socialists, and I'll tell you what, if that's the best they got, when they rise up against us, I don't know how we're going to know. They'll be fighting each other. Right?
Oh, gosh, for sure.
Yes, Sergeant Frank, would you come forward? Don't call me Sergeant. Sergeant has masculine, masculine affiliation, and we need to find a gender-neutral sergeant term.
Just call me Frankie, because then you don't know if I'm a boy or a girl.
God bless.
I mean, keeping it anonymous tonight.
Well, you heard the clips. I mean, they are it's just amazing. How self-confused. How they, you know, we used to use that term, what, self-aware, woke. These guys are self-confused, and I just don't get it. How can you fight for women's rights? Same group, right? Fight to give women a better chance, a leg up. Fight for women's rights, and then in the same sentence, fight for gender neutrality.
Yeah, exactly. And it kind of reminds me of a church I went to once where they wouldn't refer to God as being a guy, you know. God made man in his own image, so God must be male. I know lots of feminists would argue with that, you know, but I kind of take the word of the Bible a little bit more than these, you know, butch feminists with big muscles. But, you know, the point is that we, you know, genderism is important in some things because we... What if there's two people called Frankie in a group, and one is a man and one is a woman? Which Frankie did you mean? Him. Ooh, you can't say that word. It has got so ridiculous. And I keep coming back to the same thing. It's the liberalization of the planet. And they aim to control us with regards to telling us which vernacular to use. And that is concerning to me. Because it's not like it's offensive. You know, you're a guy, I'm a guy. We can call each other he and him. Why should it be offensive?
Because it's a social construct. Because we've created that. The white male supremacist has created that to keep everybody down.
I think I'm not on the right mailing list because I'm getting nothing from this white privilege stuff or this white supremacy. I mean, maybe I need to be checking out why I'm not on that list. Because if this white privilege exists, when am I going to get mine?
I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm waiting for it, too. I'm waiting for it to come in the mailbox. Right? Am I going to get the reparations there? It seems to be if you're not white, straight, just old white, you're eligible for reparations. I mean, even Gavin Newsom is now apologizing to Native Americans or American... Native Americans... because of what we did to them, all the land we stole from them. You know, it's really funny. You hear them, when you bring up that New York was purchased, they go, yeah, but we screwed them. I go, how do you know that? The deal for the day might have been fantastic. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Well, was it? What was it? A necklace and $25? Yeah, I mean, right. The ideology, what the Native Americans were saying, they were saying, nobody owns the land or the sky. You know, it belongs to God. So you can't buy it or sell it. So, yeah, if you want to give me, you know, it's like saying that cloud up there, if you want to give me $50 for it, it's yours, you know?
Yeah.
It is that simplistic.
Yeah, I know. It's really, you know, when and talking about things that just totally don't make sense. Michael Moore announced this week that he was actually canceling his membership that's owned by a billionaire that I guess gave money to Donald Trump. I will give a $100 bill to anybody who sends me a picture of Michael Moore sweating and working out, which I know is probably a disgusting picture, but we won't see it anyhow. Sweating or working out in a gym. I think he meant the name of the restaurant that he goes to is probably called Gym.
Yeah, I think the cashier at his local food vendor is called Gym, which is exactly the same as. I mean, no, in fairness, Michael Moore does do exercise. It's like fork and food and mouth. Fork and food and mouth. But, you know, we're not into fat shaming on this show because we are big guys. But isn't that funny? That would be like me saying, You know, I'm so sick of the Democrats. I am not going to go to the gym anymore. I mean, please.
Well, now, this apparently the membership to this particular gym is $400 a month. And I'm thinking, for $400 a month, do they towel you down? Do they deliver hand-deliver the water to you? Do they pick you up at the car and carry you? I don't. $400. That's a heck of a lot.
That's like $100 a week.
Yeah. Seriously, most of these other gyms, and I don't know, I don't go, but I get, somehow they must have seen pictures of me because they're always sending me mailers, you know, come to our gym. But, you know, a lot of them are like $90 a month or $65 a month, right around there. I would get a kick out of that, but...
who is this Jim anyway? I mean, everybody's saying, you know, I'm going to Jim. And I'm like, who is Jim?
Yeah. I find all of this just hilarious. And for him to come out and you know, giving up the gym. Okay, whatever. Good luck to you. On a more serious note, we had the shootings last week. And actually, you know, what's really sad with the news and what's sad with fake media, we have shootings every weekend that nobody seems to give a crap about, right? We've got, you know, you got Chicago, St. Louis, Baltimore. Baltimore's already had 300 killings this year, and we're up in arms about a killing. And again, any loss of life is bad, so I don't want people to think I'm making light of it, because I'm not.
Yeah.
But we're teed off that 22 people were killed in a matter of an hour, but yet we're not teed off that 22 people are killed pretty much every weekend in Baltimore and again in
Chicago
and St. Louis. We're running out of time. Let's hit this on the other side of the break, because I know you got a lot to say about this. This is just asinine going somewhere to happen. We'll be right back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Confronted about allegations that he orchestrated a sex trafficking ring that delivered girls to him and his high-profile acquaintances, financier Jeffrey Epstein repeatedly refused to answer questions to avoid incriminating himself, according to court records released today. A partial transcript of the September 2016 depositions was included in hundreds of pages of documents placed in a public file by a federal appeals court in New York. The deposition happened almost 3 years before Epstein's July 6th arrest on sex trafficking charges in a case that brought down a cabinet secretary and launched fresh investigations into how authorities deal with Epstein through the years. The 66-year-old has continued to plead not guilty. At the time of Epstein's arrest, prosecutors said they found a trove of pictures of nude and semi-nude young women at his $77 million Manhattan mansion. Epstein's lawyers did not immediately respond to emails seeking comment. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Are some messed up white people. Okay, that's what you could dance to. That's the one you should dance to. Show up in your house, listen to the real side. I could do that for about, you know, a minute and a half, and then after that you'd have to take me to the hospital, you know what I'm saying? Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it. I know you love the guy. I do, too. I think he's great to have on. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Some of you will get that joke if you listen to the first segment. If you didn't, go back and get the whole show. Always a pleasure to have him with me. Xander, thanks for being with me again.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Yeah. You know, we were starting to talk about the hypocrisy of the left-leaning news. Actually,
yeah.
they're so left-leaning, they're laying down on the left for sure. But, you know, you've got these killings every weekend. They don't call them out. Why? Because they're in Democrat-controlled cities. Chicago, St. Louis, Baltimore, you know, even San Francisco. You're not hearing about the murders every weekend. So we get all up in arms because in a matter of 2 days, we lost 30-plus people. A sin, bad thing.
Terrible.
But it happens every single weekend in this country. In the major cities, not a word. Hypocrisy, right?
Absolutely. And how come we're not allowed to talk about the fact that so many of these people that do these shootings are actually on mental health medication? Why are we not allowed to actually have, you know, open discourse about that? Because that's not about attacking people with mental health problems. As a gun loving conservative, you know, as someone that's pro Second Amendment, I think there are some people we don't want to have guns. But what the left has done, they've even politicized that. I mean, they even said at one point, they said anyone that was on a no fly list shouldn't be able to get a gun. But you remember there was the case of a senator or a politician can have you put on a no fly list.
Yeah.
So if they disagree with you politically, yeah, they can have these sanctions put against you. So if you're on a no-fly list, and then as a byproduct of that, you can't have a gun. So this is just another element of control. I mean, that I do feel that gun control needs to be stringent, but the laws that are in place are quite stringent.
Yep.
And if they were carried out to the letter, we would not be having these. You know, these things occur.
Are you saying we should enforce the law? Are you actually making that suggestion?
Yeah, I am. I am. You see, because I'm a law-abiding citizen, and I think that ultimately the left has this idea of a two-tier judiciary. You know, if you're a Democrat, you don't have to obey the law. In fact, if you're a Democratic politician, you can actually encourage people to break the law. You see, that's the difference between the left and the right, Joe. You know, most of us, you know, I'm sure there are exceptions, but most of us on the right are law-abiding citizens, and I see the concept. My friends used to say to me all the time, the thing that would stop all of these, the thing that stops a mass shooting is a responsible gun owner. Because if one responsible gun owner had been there, they could have shot this guy or these guys.
You're right.
And I'm starting to use genderism there again.
Yes, you got to knock
it
off.
But they could have shot these people and stopped anybody else being killed. So one responsible gun owner in a situation can make a huge difference.
Yeah, the problem is the minute you start talking about mental health issues, the left jumps all over you saying, well, you're painting all people with mental health as potential, murderers. And you go, no, actually, no, I'm not, because the mental health issue, somebody could just be grieving extremely on something. They can't seem to get out of it. That's considered a mental health issue, which could be helped with some therapy. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the kid in Florida who the police department visited his home like 27 times for violent issues. They knew there were guns in the house. Either remove him or remove the guns for a short period of time.
Right.
That's who I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
You know, the left has this ideology that, you know, what we need to do is just take away all the guns. So then the only people that are going to have guns are the police and those that have got them illegally. Yeah. Yes, that would be a wonderful society to live in, where the only people that had guns were the police and illegal gun owners. And I don't mean that disrespectfully to the police, but, you know, if the police were the only ones that had the guns and illegal gun owners, we would be at the mercy of that situation.
Well, you know,
but in countries where this has happened, where only the police have guns, you know, ultimate power has corrupted every single time.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you get down to it, here's the deal. Now, the news media, mainstream news media is saying that all these mass murderers are perfectly sane people, that the stuff is well thought out, okay? I mean, so Charlie Manson didn't have any mental issues. Is that what you're saying? Right? I mean, seriously, when you read the manifesto of the shooter, the only thing that they called out, that the news people called out, was the race, just the hateful race comments he made. And he did. About a third of the letter, of the manifesto, he goes off on the black community, but only black men. It's really funny because he thinks that black women are smart and they've been put down by black men and that kind of stuff. But the rest of the manifesto is about his relationship with demons, hell, and the dark side, okay?
Right.
And he's hoping to come back to be reincarnated so he can kill more. And you're reading this thing and you're saying, okay, this is how confused the left is. They think that if you believe in God, that you're sick. There's something wrong with you because you're talking to someone who doesn't exist. Yet this guy is healthy. He does believe in the afterlife. He does believe in the spirit world, and he believes he's talking to demons, and he's perfectly healthy. That's how dishonest they are.
Scary.
Yeah, I'm always amazed at that. And again, I don't know. There was a shooting a couple of months back, and I think it was a transgender guy, right? Remember that? And the a transgender guy and a gay guy, and that died almost immediately. The news they dropped it in no time.
Because who do they support? Who does the left support in that situation? A gay guy versus a transgender guy, you know, they're just stumped, you know.
Yeah.
Well, let's just bury it. Let's just ignore it. Let's just pay it no heed because they can't, you know, they can't kind of, they can't choose between the two. I know in some countries that where you're allowed to have guns, doctors that prescribe antipsychotic medication are required to tell the local authority that they've prescribed that medication. Because obviously that has ramifications, you know. Because I take pain medication because, you know, I have arthritis and a lot of other problems, and there are things that I cannot do as a result of that. Like when I take my strong medication. I can't drive a car. I can't use my power chair. And so if there are ramifications for me as a person that takes medication, surely if your mental health is fragile and you're taking medication for that, surely there are some things that you should not be doing either. And I would think that one of those things is owning a gun or even using a gun.
This lunacy just never stops. It goes on. And it's perpetuated. Look, you and I were joking during the break. A Pennsylvania State University professor, he did a study that concluded that men who engage in environmentally friendly behaviors deemed feminine are more likely to have their heterosexuality questioned. I'm thinking, really? Who did he ask, and who gave him the money for this study?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and whose money was it?
I know.
You know, I'm betting that was taxpayers' money.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that was your money and my money. And you know, the ridiculousness of studies that have actually taken place. You know, they spend $50 million on a study to actually identify that if you spend $15 million on a study, what it actually does is make you very poor. And it is that ridiculous. That is how ridiculous it has become. Why do we need to know that? Why do we need to know that information? What do we gain from that as a society?
It goes to that whole, you know, years ago I wouldn't allow people on the show to say that these guys had an agenda, if you would, okay? And I believe that some of them do now, and I believe that the people on the far, far, far left want to do everything they can to uproot, you know, basic foundations or principles or what have you. Here this guy goes on to say that, you know, with gender conformity, the social consequences of engaging in feminine and masculine activities. I'm thinking, wouldn't recycling become feminine or masculine?
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
exactly.
Seriously. And so they're the ones making it this way. They're the ones making it look like everybody else. I've never made fun of anybody for recycling, except that I do it, but probably not as much as other people do. That's just them. We'll talk more about plastic and recycling after the break. Dan and Gibbs going nowhere. We'll be right back. Those are the real fights.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guarantee. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hi, I'm Adam Barada, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera.
We are back.
Color TV.
I couldn't get that low no matter how hard I tried. Joe Vasin, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, I'm Real Joe, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening. There's a lot going on that you can get involved and engage with. Let's just get right back to it because I don't want to miss not a minute of Xander Gibb with us. We're back at it with Xander Gibb. I love it when he's on the show with me. We have, I think we have a lot of fun dealing with just the crazy issues of the day. And I don't even know if they're crazy. They're just issues that people have blown out of proportion. Again, Xander, do you recycle?
I do. I didn't used to.
I have to question your maleness.
I'm proving their point, aren't I?
I have to question your maleness, according to this
yeah,
study.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Well, I mean, just because I'm gay doesn't mean that I'm not masculine. I didn't used to recycle like 10 or 15 years ago because I used to think nobody does it, so what's the point? And then I had this genius moment when I thought, but if everyone thinks like that, then no one's ever going to recycle. So, you know, we have to recycle and set an example. But I would never think of that in terms of, you know, if a guy wears, you know, tinted moisturizer, then maybe he could be deemed as a little more feminine, unless he's an actor or someone who goes on TV all of the time. I wouldn't put recycling in a category that suggests you're either masculine or feminine. Would you?
No, not at all. It's, you know, it's the thing you want to do. It's, you know, there's a lot more restaurants here in Los Angeles that have, you know, when you fast food joints, when you go to walk out, they have three containers, right? They have the one for just garbage, and then they have the one for plastic, and then the one bottles and cans or something like that, right? Paper, bottles, and cans. So I'm supposed to sit there with my tray and go through it and scrape the garbage. I mean, didn't they have busboys for that?
Bus persons,
I guess. I don't know what. Scrape the garbage into the garbage holder. Separate the plastic and put it in. I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I'm paying you for this. I came here. I ate here. You take care of it.
I even kind of resent that because I don't get a discount on my food for clearing the table. I don't get it cheaper.
There you go. That's right.
And you know the other thing that I hate? You know, like, it's kind of, you know, in America, there's like, you know, when they add on a service charge, you know, it's like, do you pay the service charge and tip? Because I never got that. If you're charging a service charge and then I'm expected to tip as well, isn't that like a double tip?
I'm with you. I hear you. And they're talking about California, especially when they raise the minimum wage, they're going to force the minimum wage to $15 an hour. They're going to force that on waiters and waitresses, too, or service people, whatever they're calling them now. I thought that was kind of interesting because once you raise that, as they're seeing in Seattle, the tips will take a nosedive because you're kind of forcing me. You know, we all know they don't get paid a lot. So
no.
Right. So I tip based on the service I get. If I get excellent service, they get an excellent tip. If I've got to keep whistling at them to show up or throwing stuff across the room to get their attention, you know, they might get a nickel from me just to prove a point.
Yeah.
But $15 an hour, I think they're going to lose money, my personal opinion.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, it's, you know, in a lot of restaurants, you know, even here now, a lot of, you know, a certain kind of Scottish-named fast food restaurant, you know, you go and you type in on the machine what you want, and then they bring it to your table. You know, you don't even have... You know, that's where it's got to.
Yeah.
They can't afford to pay everybody $15 an hour. And it's easier to have one server, one or two servers, than eight people taking your order when they can do that, you know, by you inputting into the machine exactly what you want. But I blame the left for that, you know. Because how can you push for $15 an hour for fast food workers?
I know.
When some people who are graduates and are not even getting.
Well, you know, they're pushing it as a living wage, and I go back to not putting anybody down, but my God, a burger flipper at McDonald's should not be being paid minimum wage, and I'll say, a living wage, and I'll say that because those jobs are meant as, you know, life entries. You're taught how to work with people, you're taught how to show up on time, right? You're taught how to follow the process. It's not meant to be a lifelong career.
No, not unless you. Unless you start at the bottom and you're going to go up into management and stuff, you know?
That's different, though. They get paid differently. They get paid percentages.
Yeah.
It's a whole different animal. But the, you know, the average line worker, if you would, the one wrapping your hamburger, it's really funny. I'm one of those guys, when I go to the fast food window, I never complain about the food I get. Because I go, look, you're dealing with a minimum wage person. I'm lucky I even got a hamburger if I ordered a hamburger. I got it. You know, that was my decision to go there. But when you start pushing for $15 an hour, my God, you better get my order exactly right.
Yeah, exactly.
Make Medea look like a Boy Scout, for God's sakes.
Is that a racist comment, Joe?
I don't know.
You do know she's black, don't you?
You
do know she's not really a woman, so it's gender as well.
I was going to say, it's definitely going to be a cisgen type of joke.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Always.
Poor Medea.
You know, speaking of which, you know, talking about gaffes, I think he's a living gaffe myself. But Joe Biden this week said, and you've got another one too, but Joe Biden says, poor kids just as bright as white kids. There were a lot of poor white kids where I grew up. Does that mean they were doubly stupid? I don't know. Or doubly smart? Or this guy's the only guy that, you realize that he is the only guy that can get away with these kind of gaffes?
This is the guy that said this week, we choose truth over facts. I mean, what the heck does that mean? You know, the facts are the truth, Joe.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, Joe Biden, not.
Well, now he's using. Thank you, yes. Well, he's using the Democrat dictionary now, so that's kind of confusing in and of itself. they totally confused me. Well, it goes back to what we talked about earlier, which was, you know, these people are screaming and fighting for gender neutrality, and then again at the same convention they're screaming that women aren't treated properly and women need to get a leg up. Well, how do we know they're women if we're working on gender neutrality? You guys are just so confused.
Well, you can't have it always, can you? You know, you can't. They can't be saying one day they want to kind of get rid of the pay gap and then say that it's a gender free society. I mean, get real.
Now, I tell you what, on a serious note, I think you'll appreciate very much because it bothered me to no end when I first heard it. And it didn't surprise me, but it bothered me. So, Pence this week came out. He said something to the effect of, if we spent less time on Facebook and more time on our knees, things would be better. So the left took that, and they what they did right away, right? They ran that was a sexual innuendo and all the other stuff. He's talking about prayer, and it just shows you how far away they've gotten from the morality of God and having a higher, somebody with more power than you, right?
I just saw Kamala Harris saying, "Yeah, I'm in."
Oh, God. Oh, it really is. It's that where everything, let's mock religion. Let's mock moral values. Let's mock people of character. I mean, the man doesn't have a skeleton. He may from past life or whatever, but he doesn't have a negative bone in his body. He's a loving man. Everybody that has known him or knows of him will talk about, the positive things in his life, even as of late. They can't let that happen, can they?
No, they really kind of attacked him, haven't they? And, they even kind of had a go that his wife, he refers to his wife as mom. But don't a lot of parents do that?
Yeah,
that's a common thing. Didn't you say with your kids, go and ask mom? You didn't say, go ask Tammy. You said, go ask mom.
Yeah, yes. And a matter of fact, it's a common thing, especially people in the Northeast. I mean, they always refer to each other as mom and dad.
Yeah.
It's just a thing, and I don't know why. My mother calls herself grandma when she's talking to the kids. It's like, mom, really? I mean, can't you say, ask me? Say, why are you talking like that? What's wrong with you? Didn't you graduate school? No, I don't do that to her. I don't make her feel that bad.
No. But be careful, because she's probably listening.
She is, and she knows how to wield a frying pan. It really is. It's gotten to the point where the more and more you see the left, and I hope they keep speaking, and I hope they keep speaking louder and louder and louder.
Yeah.
Right?
Because they're doing a good job for,
Oh, yeah.
We don't have to say or do anything right now. They're just really kind of, they're messing themselves up on their own. They're imploding right now. And it's like, the irony is delicious. It really is.
Yeah, no kidding. I look at these guys. Even, I can never get his name right. You're going to laugh at me. But even, Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Yeah, him too. He is, he's shooting himself because he gets out there. And in, why everything has to be about the gay community, everything has to be about the gay / Christian community, and about how mainstream Christian, you're running for president. You're taking a swipe at, it's between 70% and 80% of the population. Why don't you talk about the things you're going to do?
Right. Because this would bother me, whatever the topic was. The Asian, Ted Lieu, he's always interested in is hating on Obama and things for Asian Americans. For me, if you're a politician, you should be interested in your whole constituency, not just the gays, not just the Asians, not just the blacks, everybody. I'm allowed to say the word blacks without being accused of
racist.
I just wanted to be careful because, I wouldn't want to come across as being a white supremacist or anything like that. There needs to be a concern for the whole of the community, not just aspects of. And if you're running for president, surely, your concern should be for everybody in America. And America is not just full of gay people. Yeah. There are Christians and Muslims and Asians
and capitalists like me. You know what I mean? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with us. I'm Joe Bastidi, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. If your station's leaving, ask them why. You can catch us online. Again, we'll be back in just a few minutes or so.